Okay, well, it's full time here in this Ulster Minor Championship final. Well, disappointment for St. Junan's. Well beaten in the end. 4-12 Crossmaglen Rangers, a goal and 6 points to the Armagh champions. And, well, those goals in the first half, the first from Johnny McGee, the corner forward, somewhat controversial, it has to be said. That came just seconds after Brian McIntyre had scored a goal on 18 minutes to get St. Junan's back into this game, because Crossmaglen playing with quite a strong wind had opened a 4-point advantage in the opening 15 minutes. But that goal from Johnny McGeever, well, judged by one of the umpires, the umpire on the side where the ball seemed to go wide as a wide ball, but after protest from the Crossmaglen Rangers and consulting with his umpires, the referee Martin McAuleen from Derry raised the green flag, and the goal stood. And it was really a hammer blow to St. Junan's, who had come back into the game with that goal, as I said, from Brian McIntyre after an exquisite pass, cutting open the Armagh defence from Niall O'Donnell at centre-half forward. But 2-7 to a goal and 4 at half-time. The other goal coming just on the stroke of full-time, or of the half-hour mark. And really, it was somewhat of a bizarre situation as well. Matthew Gallagher, the St. Junan's goalkeeper, seemed to be fouled as he went for the ball. The ball broke from him. It went out across the goals, came back in, and Gallagher was adjudged on the second time to have fouled one of the forwards. The penalty was duly awarded. That was the last kick of the first half, and Oisin O'Neill slammed it to the net. 2-7 to a goal and 4 at that stage. Niall O'Donnell with 3, and Oisin O'Boyle with the other point for St. Junan, the scores in the first half. St. Junan's really needed to come out of the blocks in the second half with the breeze, but it was Crossmaglen who scored the first couple of points to really nail this one. And they went 2-9 to 1-6 up. They actually went 2-11 to 1-4 up, shall we say, with Keane McConville and O'Neill again, who had a man of the match performance at midfield, along with Oisin O'Neill. Those two O'Neills in the middle of the park really performed outstandingly this afternoon from Crossmaglen. They led 2-11 before Evan McCrory, a second-half replacement for Jake Whelan, got 2 points, the only 2 points in the second half, and really to rub salt in the wounds, Johnny McKeever and Michael McCabe added two late goals to see the Armagh champions go through to win that first ever Ulster Minor Club Championship title. 4-12 to 1-6, that's how it ended here at the Shaws Road.